Fox 103 and The Outdoor Show. Where are those fish biting? Our outdoor guy has the inside details. Should you fish the small inland lakes or along the shores of Lake Superior? What's biting with our outdoor guy, Adam Carpenter? Only on Fox 103.
I think we can officially say that over 95% of the people listening out there, I guess that listen to The Outdoor Show anyway, I'm about 9 to 1 for ice fishing reports versus people who are still in the hunting mode. And today, I got two different reports from the Little Bay to Knock area. Kind of tapped into some of my resources and found out that, well, first of all, it's been kind of slow on Little Bay to Knock. This past weekend, there was a few people tippy-toeing out there on the ice. This cold weather definitely advanced things quite a bit, but the fishing wasn't necessarily that good until this morning. Off of Saunders Point, which is in the Gladstone area, by the way. You can't get too far out in the bay yet. Apparently a barge just came through and messed everything up, but, you know, it'll freeze back up quick. With these cold, cold overnight temperatures in the single digits near zero and below, it's not going to take very long. But there is some fishing that's happening off of Saunders Point for walleye. Ice darters, Swedish pimples, and the new ice fishing lure from Moonshine. I'm going to find out more about that, by the way. I actually made a phone call today to see if we can find out more about that. But those were the three things that were working for this fisherman anyway that reported to The Outdoor Show. Also got another call from another listener that was fishing for perch off of Butler's Island. Small minnows, pretty much just said, you know, if you want to know what's working, you can use anything you want as long as it's small minnows. So there you go. Your first outdoor report of the show today.